Hi, who just came on?
This is Monty, Karen.
Hi, Monty. How are you?
Great. And you?
I don't hear any music this morning. I don't know why. Usually there's music going. How's your day going? Or I guess it's too early to really know yet, huh?
Yes. But so far it's doing real good.
What was that?
What?
I didn't hear what you said.
I said, so far it's doing good.
Yeah, at this time of the day, I hope it is doing good. Yeah. Well, I hope there's a lot of people on the call that are willing to share their experiences.
Well, a guy like me don't sometimes get a lot of them.
Yeah, I know. Well, anyhow, what's new in your neighborhood?
Well, nothing. Too much. It's nice. Well, it gets real nice weather the last few days.
Yeah.
Up close to 70, and holy cow. It's like, back in the house here, got up to 70.
It was actually close to 70 over there?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what I said.
That is exceptional.
It was nice. I think we're going to have rain here come back, a little more rain showers this week. With some sun breaks, but this coming weekend is supposed to be real nice again, too.
Ah, oh, that's good. There's times when I do envy Mary Lou when she's talking about Arizona.
Oh, yeah.
I don't let her know that.
Well, she made that choice, and they went ahead and followed through with it, I guess. I don't really know why they did it, but I think she just felt better down there, I guess.
Yeah.
And if that's where she, because of the business, if that's what you can do and you can live where you want to live, enjoy it while you can.
Exactly.
I'm having trouble getting into the webpage, WebEx, this morning.
Yeah, I couldn't get on it, so I'm just sitting here waiting. I guess Ruth has to come on and turn it on, doesn't she?
Well, I see Kathleen Miller's in here, but I can't, nothing's coming up. Just the participants. I can't get nothing on the system itself, so I'm going to go back out again and try to come back in.
Yeah, I'm going to go back on now. Oh, okay. Okay, now I can get on.
Because it's 7:01 already.
Oh, my
goodness. I'm surprised, Ruth. I think we're having some problems this morning.
Well, yeah, because Ruth is usually on by now.
Maybe that's her now.
Yeah. Oh, Margaret's on. Hi, Margaret. And Kathleen Miller?
It seems like the phone system isn't working. Kathleen or Margaret, if you're there, could you speak up so we know the phone system's working?
I just now got in. This is Mary Lou. I've been sitting there with no sound for a long time. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can hear you now. I don't know what's going on.
Can you get on the WebEx?
I'm going right now.
Yeah, I'm on the WebEx now.
Do you see the slides?
No, there are no slides.
Yeah, I don't either.
But it shows that Kathleen is, oh, Monty, you just came on, okay.
The host has not joined the meeting yet. That would be Ruth.
Oh, well, I'm the host today. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, but you didn't load the slides, right?
Yeah. No, okay. Yeah. I never take care of the technical stuff.
Okay, do you want me to put the slides up?
The only slide I want is the one that shows, the journaling, all the ways that you make your point. That's the slide I'd like to have on there.
Oh, you know what? I didn't go into this as a host.
You what?
I didn't go in as a host. I will now. I'll be right there with you.
Okay. I think we're going to have...
Who else is on?
Well, it shows Kathleen Miller and Margaret in Tennessee, and then you and Monty and myself. But it doesn't show Ruth on.
Okay, now it will, but that's really me.
Oh, okay. Well, as soon as she gets back on, we've really got to move ahead because it's already 4 after the hour.
When who gets back on?
You. Oh, I thought you were going off.
No, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Places.
Well, let's go ahead and start out, okay? Only it kind of bothers me that Kathleen and Margaret are not responding.
Yeah, I had a hard time getting on with the telephone a few minutes ago. It showed up.
Is that Margaret?
Yes.
Oh, Margaret, I am so glad to hear your voice. Okay, now, Kathleen, if you're able to talk to us, why, please do so. Anyway, I want to welcome everybody here to Terrific Transparent Tuesday. I'm not going to be as transparent as probably I ought to be, but I'm going to, we're going to talk about, our successes in the program and give our report this morning. So I want to do that, but before I get into things, I've got to explain to you, Donna will not be on today as my co-host. I think some of you knew from yesterday's call that she had been in the hospital last week, and they ended up taking her back in this morning to do some more tests. She went to her doctor's, so she was not going to be able to be available for the call. So I'm going to really miss her because she is such a stalwart, and she really helps me with this call. But anyway, I want to welcome all of you and tell you that in my getting through last weekend, I did a terrible job. So I put on a whole pound, and I just felt really bad. But it doesn't matter because we're now into this new week, and that's what I love. I'm convinced that one of the reasons why I have difficulties through the weekend is because we don't have calls on Saturdays and Sundays. But anyway, I'd like to have all of you tell us how are your points going, and let's find out about that.
Well, this is Mary Lou, and I'm glad you're transparent because I didn't do as well through the holiday either. Eating at someone else's house one night and then having company the next day, even though my meal was healthy, I know that we overdid, and they showed up with dessert, whereas I had a fruit salad. So anyway, how come we are so social around food? That's just the way I guess we were brought up, and so I can't give Margaret any flack anymore, or can't badmouth Margaret anymore when she eats cupcakes. But anyway, all bad choices, and I put on 2 pounds.
Oh.
Yeah.
That hurts, not especially when you've worked.
I know.
Yeah. Okay, well, we would like to hear from the rest of you. Can you give us your report?
Okay, this is Margaret. I think my, I would average about a 7 points. I need to exercise more. I realize that Monty said something Friday, something skinny, something. If you weren't, you could lose weight, but if you weren't exercising, you were not building muscle. So I think I've decided I know I haven't been exercising enough. And Mary Lou, I hate to admit it, but I gained 2 pounds as well. I've weighed this morning 4 or 5 times, and I can't move the scales. So.
Oh, that's cute.
It's only a number. It's only a number.
I was going to say the smaller ones, they got bigger. So anyway, I gained 2 pounds, and I plan to lose it this week, or some of it.
You bet. Well, thank you.
Feel better when I don't eat those cupcakes and all that. Sweets, I do feel better, and I did not have a dessert on Easter. I did have fruit, but I did not have a dessert. So I feel proud.
Well, who else would like to give us their report?
Well, my report for Easter was very simple. I went up to my aunt's house in Tacoma and had Easter dinner, and one thing one thing they did have, and they had a nice big, nice salad. So I really had a nice big salad, but yet I still had went ahead and had a little, like we'll say, a tablespoonful of the bean casserole, which of course is the beans with the, I'm sure it was mushroom soup in it with some fried onions crushed over the top of it. They did have some ham there, and I had a nice thin slice of ham. I guess I'll call them all gratin potatoes. All gratin, is that the word?
Yeah.
And I did have a spoonful of that. And let's see, what else? Oh, I did have some fruit salad, too, and I had 2 tablespoons of that. But I just, of course, the comment was, boy, you sure not eating much. And my comment was, well, that's because I'm trying to become better, healthier, and so forth. And that conversation eventually came to a stop because usually when I'm with my family, I go to talk about something, they know that I'm up to something. So other than that, but I had a good Easter. Didn't eat the way that I probably should have, but everything's headed. This is last Monday, and so this was yesterday, and I got back on doing the things that I was supposed to do, and that's where I'm at.
Very good. Thank you, Monty. Okay. Let's see. Kathleen, are you on?
Yes, I'm on.
Oh, we're so glad. How did you do?
I didn't do very well. I went to person. I walk on eggshells, and I walk on eggshells, and there was candy out in pretty wrappers, and after a day or so, I ate one, and then I ate a bunch more. And so sugar is poison to me, and I know that, and that does happen to me there, even with the best of plans. So now I'll have to work that off. I get to work it off, and I can. And I will feel a lot better when I do.
That's right. That's right. I want you guys to know now, I put on a pound, but it wasn't, I did not have anything with sugar in it. But I had stuff that had agave in it, and I've decided even that is just too sweet. Anyway,
is Kathleen, and agave is way too sweet for me. It almost makes me feel sick.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to be very excited about it anymore. Anyway, who else do we have that would like to report? Ruth, do I see you on the line?
I think that's
yes,
me.
I'm on the line.
I went in and loaded the slides, Ruth.
Thanks, Mary Lou.
Well, we're glad you're with us, Ruth.
Pardon me?
We're glad that you're with us.
Oh, thank you.
I thought we weren't going to have you. But anyway.
You almost didn't.
Okay.
Well, okay, one thing I can say is that Ruth, now that Ruth's here, is, you know what, we all have been very transparent. Now, we know what we did wrong, and so we're just going to stop it.
I love it.
Thank you, Mary Lou.
Stop it.
You know, I was thinking about, you know, the responsibility I had of leading this call this morning. You know, I would like for all of us to share with each other the Nikon products that we have used that have helped us the most with this program that we have instigated. And I'm going to start it out and let you guys think about what you think has helped you a lot. But for me, when we first started the program back in January, I did not have the body balance, but I still came on and I was trying to do all the right things, but I didn't have that body balance. And when I got it, and I used it twice a day, that's when I really began to see a difference in my ability to take the pounds off. And I have to be honest with all of you, though I don't think taking the pounds off are going to improve my looks much, but I still do it. Just strictly, for me, that's a big way for me to be able to judge what kind of success I'm having. And so I have been using that body balance, and I love it. It has been incredible for me. And I pulled out my cardio strides. And now, here I'll be transparent. I can't wear them as much as I would like to, but I have put them on and wear them a lot with my walking, and that has been an incredible assistance to me in helping get that exercise that my body so desperately needs. And I got to tell you guys, I have a little extra edge here. My grandkids come up to me and they say to me each day, Grandma, can we walk with you today? I mean, mm-hmm. They act like it's some big privilege. So I've got to act like it's a big privilege for me to walk with them. And yesterday, my littlest grandson that can walk, he wanted to know if I would walk with him. And I said, yes. And then he started running out in front of me, and you guys, I had to work hard to keep up with that kid. So if you want to get some good exercise, put a grandchild in the middle of it all. But anyway, I'd like for all of you to share with us the Nikon products that helped you to be successful in your quest to achieve a healthy body. Could you share that with us?
All? This is Kathleen, and the body balance is just of utmost importance to me. I have many, many food allergies. I have trouble digesting my food. And even when it came out at the North American Convention, it really saved me because I was having trouble just ordering a lunch in a hurry and getting it and having it be something dairy-free, gluten-free, soy-free, and corn-free. And I put it in a V8 juice. I found one of those in a gift shop somewhere, and I got a cup and put it in, and it fed me, and it felt good, and it always feels good, and I can always count on that to be good nutrition, and I can feel good and have something at hand to eat. It's very important to me.
Very good. Thank you for sharing. Okay, this is Mary Lou. I don't want to, you know, just keep repeating everybody, but the Pymag water and the Jade Greenzymes. Now, the Pymag water, because I have to have so many glasses a day, because I take half my weight in ounces, and on days that I miss it, I can tell. And the other, I'll be puffy, and my the scale doesn't move. But the other thing is the jade greenzymes, because if I do have a day when maybe I am stiff and sore, I take jade greenzymes every single day. But I'll take another dose or two, another teaspoon or two of jade greenzymes throughout the day, and it makes a huge difference for just taking away that. Well, it must be inflammation. Anyway, the achiness. And I do ache because I walk away not with cardio strides.
Well, I
love the progesterone and the Siaga, too. I don't know how I'd get by without either one of them.
Very good. Okay. Who else would like to share with us?
Well, this is Margaret, and I'm going to sound like some of you already, but Karen, when I first started this program, I was having problems with my back, and I wasn't exercising, and so I think Mary Lou suggested maybe I pull out the cardio strides, and I did, and I've been wearing those around. I can wear them almost all day around the house now, and I'm trying to get outside. The weather's been great here. I can't complain about the weather, but I'm trying to get outside now and increase that exercise by walking outside, but in my regular shoes. I haven't worn those out, but I do wear them inside the house, and I think I know they've helped. And also, I like the Body Balance. I had it, and I was just using it occasionally, but I've been using it quite regularly since I've been on this program, and I think it has helped. And I do take the Bergistriol and the Siaga. And I know that they help. If I feel like I'm losing my energy or it's disappearing, I take that or greenzymes, and they help tremendously. And I tell you, the other day my nephew was here, and he was looking at my refrigerator, and he pulled out the Siaga, and he said, "Can I have some of this?" The next thing I know, he had poured out almost a whole glass of my Siaga. But anyway, he liked it. it has, really, the products have helped me tremendously.
Thank you. Okay.
I'd have to agree with everybody that's already said, from anywhere from the Pie Mag water to the all the different drinks and the Body Balance or whatever. But, you know, reading up on inflation, inflammation, and how important that is to our body and what it really does and can cause in diseases and that sort of thing. Is before I went on flaxseed, I did buy our Omega Green plus DHA, and basically what it is, it's from Nikan, and it's a high omega flaxseed oil powder. It has the DHA in it, which is, of course, from algae, and then it has the Cran Essentials. And basically, it's cranberry seed oil. And I went on the flax, and I've really found that those two, that one product alone, I think, really has helped me with my inflammation a lot, too, in regards to, because I can really notice it when I take it every day, of course, but, you know, I really feel it's important for me, and trying to get as much inflammation out of my body that I possibly can. And I think Mary Lou is going to talk a little bit about some things on Thursday that I think are very important. But that's the one product that, plus all the others, that's the other one that I really enjoy.
I understand. I mean, it takes all of them, doesn't it? But there are certain ones that kind of pop out at you and really help you to realize what a blessing it is to have these wonderful products. Is there anyone else that would like to share?
Oh, Karen, this is Ruth.
Hi.
Hi. And the one that I really cannot get along without is the Osteodent.
That's what I was going to say that too.
For me?
Yeah.
Because I don't digest my food at all. Well, at all to begin with, and I really don't digest it if I don't have Osteodent. So I ran out, and Mary Lou gave me one brought one to me in Texas, and then I drop shipped it back to her, or a different one anyway. So osteodysis is the one that I have to have, and helps me with that, and probably a lot more things I don't know about. But I think it is a very, very awesome product. But I think, of course, all of them are awesome. I wouldn't have anything to swallow it with if I didn't have this wonderful water.
Yeah, exactly.
Now we have the most wonderful air. We have the new air system that cleans out 99.99999 out of all the little things flying around in the air that we can't even see. So it is the cleanest air that you can possibly be breathing. I think it's so awesome we have these products that are better than anybody else's.
Well, you know, it has been an incredible 20-year-plus journey to discover all these wonderful things that impact my body, and I know that it's impacting your body, to help you to find how to be a little healthier. And, you know, I just came on to a new idea. Actually, it's not new. I'd heard about it, but I never understood the impact. And I want to tell you, I just found out about cinnamon. Now, that's not a naked product, but I want to go on now into other things that can help our bodies to be healthy. And, you know, as I was looking at this study that was done on cinnamon, can I share with you some of the things that were there? It says that cinnamon controlled blood sugar levels. Did you know that, Monty?
I certainly do, and I do take extra cinnamon. I also put cinnamon in my egg whites every morning.
Well, that is interesting. I never knew that. It says, in the studies, taking just a small amount of cinnamon a day helps patients with type 2 diabetes to better control blood sugar. That blew me away. And then it says, in less than 2 months of taking 1 to 6 grams of cinnamon each day, patients saw up to a 29% reduction of their fasting blood sugar level. And then cinnamon also will help lower cholesterol. And in that same study, patients taking a daily dose of cinnamon also enjoyed a significant improvement in their cholesterol and their triglyceride levels. In the cinnamon group, triglyceride levels dropped by up to 30% average, and the LDL cholesterol levels dropped by up to 27%. And that was, I thought, wow. And then it says, did you know that cinnamon can help you with your daily life? It will actually give you an energy boost in the afternoon. I see on television they advertise these energy boosters for when you're tired in the afternoon and you're at work. Well, cinnamon will do that for you. And then, this is the last one. I had no clue. Cinnamon can give you relief from arthritis pain. Arthritis suffers who consumed a half teaspoon of cinnamon, and they suggested mixing it with honey, but you know, I'm not big on that anymore, so I'm not sure what you'd mix it with. But anyway, people who used a half a teaspoon a day, they experienced significant relief from arthritis pain within 1 week of daily use. And within 40 days, they enjoyed a significant improvement to their overall functions, and they could walk without pain. Now, I was just blown away by this information. I thought, I've got to share this with the group. And here's some simple ways. They had other things on this list that you could do to use cinnamon, but I wasn't about to suggest some of them. But one is, they said, to put it into your tea. So if you have an herbal tea, why, put it on there. And it says, sprinkle it with oatmeal. It said, add it to your fruit. And this is the best one. It says, top your sweet potatoes with it. Now, have any of you had, Monty, now you've had experience with cinnamon. Have any of you others had experience with cinnamon
or any other herb or spice that is a natural thing that has helped you with being able to feel better?
I'm so glad you brought this up. This is Mary Lou.
Yeah.
When I was on a program several years back that I paid a lot of money to be on, every single day we had to have an apple. That had to be one of our fruits, was an apple. And what we did at that time, and now we're going to do it with our body balance, is we would chop the apple up, or cut it up. I have one of those things that just does it in wedges. Put that in a bag or a little container. Sprinkle your body balance in there, vanilla. Sprinkle cinnamon in there and some stevia, and shake that up and take that with you. That is the very best snack you'll ever have.
Oh, that is fantastic. Oh, Mary Lou, I'm glad
I forgot
you shared
all
that.
About that. If you hadn't brought up about cinnamon, I was just sitting here bouncing around in my chair going, oh, my gosh, how come I forgot that?
But can you bag the apples, the cinnamon, some vanilla, and was there something else?
No, the vanilla, the body balance, vanilla body balance.
Oh.
And then if that's not sweet enough, you can sprinkle in a little bit of stevia and just shake it up and carry it around with you. Oh, Gabs, when it gets hot, if you're in a warm car, you know, if it's in your purse and it gets hot, it's almost like eating apple pie.
Oh, that is incredible. Oh, thank you. Have any of you out there had experiences with either cinnamon or with any other herbs or spices that can help us with our health?
Well, one of the things I do every morning, and I think I was on a call and Ruth was talking about how Dennis takes cayenne. I think both of them do, but in pill form. So then I did some research on cayenne. I realized I need cayenne. I did some research on turmeric, which is in our osteodense. And so what I do in the morning is when I do my breakfast, if I have eggs, I use the egg white, a scrambled egg. I use the egg whites, and I put cayenne in it, the cinnamon in it, the turmeric in it, and I even sometimes put paprika in it and just mix it all up and have myself a real good, tasty, and that's the way I try to use spices in the morning because I feel
that sounds wonderful. Go ahead. You were going to say something else, Monty.
I was just going to say, and that's why I feel just beneficial for me is all these other things that we're learning about on the program that we can insert into our meals and breakfasts and lunches and dinners in regards to natural spices. One thing I do want to tell you about cinnamon is you always want to take cinnamon and put it with something in the food line. One of the big craves right now that are going around in the younger generation, and some of the kids are dying from it, is they're taking cinnamon in large doses in their mouth, and unfortunately what cinnamon does in dry form, when it puts it into your mouth, it collapses the esophagus, which then turns doesn't allow you to they get a big kick out of almost passing out, so just be aware of it when you use it. Always use it with some sort of food like Mary Lou explained or whatever.
Oh, that's good.
Of course, they take large quantities of it, but it's the big kick right now in the younger generation. It used to be choking. Now it is the same thing, but they're now using cinnamon.
That is something. Well, you know, any other good ideas out there? Well, I want to tell you that in this article I was reading, it says when it comes to natural remedies and general health benefits, few things provide the depth and the breadth of benefits that you'll get from cinnamon. At least, it says, at just a half teaspoon a day, you can better control your blood sugar level, lower your triglycerides and cholesterol levels, improve your energy, and relieve chronic pain. Boy, this is a simple and inexpensive remedy to enjoying better health. And I was just so glad to come onto that article. I'd heard about
taking cinnamon, but I never understood the reasons why it was so good for you. So I was kind of glad to come on to this and wanted to share it with you all. Now, are there any other things that that any of you on this call would like to share, or are there any questions? Okay. I have enjoyed being on the call. I've missed Donna today. Ruth, you don't know, but Donna is still having some problems, and she had to go to her doctor today. And so that's why we do not have her on here. Anyway, I appreciate all of you, really appreciate your input, and I'm going to go do that protein, cinnamon. And what else did you put in there? Protein, cinnamon.
Okay, you want to do the apple, and and sprinkle and then sprinkle some Body Balance, vanilla Body Balance on there, and some cinnamon. You'd probably get by with your half a teaspoon, maybe a quarter of a teaspoon. And if that's not sweet enough, but it probably is, because when I did this before, we didn't have Body Balance. We had I had something else, but. And then sprinkle some stevia on top if it's not sweet enough. And it's a wonderful, I mean, imagine, you've got your protein and your carbs both in there. And so it's a really good snack. And if you start, you know, getting hungry, boy, it just really curbs your appetite. It seems to bring, I remember it as always being my snack in the twice a day.
Boy, this morning was worth everything just to get that piece of information. Thank you, Mary Lou. Okay, all of you, go out and make it a good day and enjoy all these wonderful things that we have at our fingertips to help us to be able to be healthy.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Karen. Great call.
Talk to you tomorrow.